Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
What happens when you plant jalapeno peppers and it ends up looking like a banana pepper? We've been hearing about a nationwide recent jalapeno seed switch-up that's impacted floral shops and seed companies around the world. I had the opportunity to visit with Allie Coudé. She's the office manager at Sedan Floral in Kansas. She said some of their customers' jalapeno peppers are coming into bloom and noticing that they're turning out yellow rather than jalapeno green.
This is a crazy, since we've been in the industry, the company is 75 years old. I don't think a mix-up has ever been this big. This is a nationwide issue that all actually went back to the seed producer. So the seed producer sent out mislabeled seed to all the seed vendors who hence sent it out all over the country.
Coudé reported that it's not just her shop in Kansas that's been impacted by the mistake. The issue's nationwide.
So this isn't just like an Oklahoma thing or a Kansas thing or whatever. It's nationwide.
While Coudé said this error is unfixable at this point, she can confirm that the product was still a jalapeno variation.
We were told that they are a yellow jalapeno.
Okay.
That is what we were told by the vendor. And I've been told they're really hot. We don't have any plants left here. We have no seed, nothing. But I've been told that the flavor is actually really good and they are pretty hot.
So maybe if you're expecting like those bright green jalapenos, it's not going to be that, but it's still a form of jalapeno that I'm guessing is probably still going to burn your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that's tried them has said they are still hot. They are hot.
Once again, that's Allie Coudé of Sedan Florals. Well, celebrating the 4th of July with a cookout will cost significantly less more than 2 years ago, although prices have fallen slightly from record highs we saw back in 2022. Families will pay about $67.73 to host an Independence Day cookout with 10 family members or friends based on the 2023 American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey. The $67.73 grocery bill is down 3% from 2022, but approximately 14% higher than prices were just 2 years ago. Last year set a record high since AFBF began the survey in 2013, and 2023 comes in as the second highest cost. The cookout favorites include cheeseburgers, chicken breasts, pork chops, homemade potato salad, strawberries, and ice cream, among other products. Several factors influence the increases. Drought conditions have increased the cost of feed and reduced the number of available cattle for the summer grilling season, driving up the beef prices. Higher potato prices can also be attributed to poor weather, leading to a drop in production. And of course, general inflation is driving up the price of processed foods like bread. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.